Title: CMS proposes to limit site-neutral payment exceptions applicable to certain off-campus hospital departments following relocation, service expansion, or certain ownership changes. Content: On July 6, 2016, CMS released the 2017 Outpatient Prospective Payment System, OPPS, proposed rule which, among other things, implements Section 603 of the Bipartisan Budget Act of 2015. Despite extensive lobbying efforts by the hospital industry, CMS proposed rule would effectively preclude the relocation or the expansion of service lines of existing off-campus provider-based departments. In reaching this position, CMS noted its belief that Section 603 was intended to curb the practice of hospital acquisition of physician practices that then result in receiving additional Medicare payment for similar services. Background on provider-based department designations under the Medicare program. Hospitals that function as a single entity while owning and operating multiple departments are able to enroll those departments as locations of the hospital and bill for the services provided in those departments under the OPPS at facility rates, provided that those departments meet certain Medicare criteria set forth at 42 CFR 413.65. As part of the hospital, each of the provider-based departments are required to meet Medicare conditions of participation and conditions of payment applicable to hospitals. Currently, Medicare makes two payments for items and services furnished in a hospital outpatient department: one payment under the OPPS for the facility fee and one payment under the Medicare Physician Fee Schedule, MPFS, for the professional services. Together, these two payments are generally higher than the non-facility payment under the MPFS that Medicare would have paid had the same services been performed in a non-hospital setting. Section 603 of the Bipartisan Budget Act of 2015, BBA, the BBA, enacted on November 2, 2015, amended Section 1833, T. of the Social Security Act such that items and services furnished by certain off-campus hospital outpatient departments on and after January 1, 2017, will not be considered covered outpatient department services for purposes of payment under the OPPS and will instead be paid under an alternate payment system under Medicare Part B. The BBA exempts certain off-campus hospital outpatient departments such as emergency departments and those off-campus departments that were billing Medicare for covered services under the OPPS prior to November 2, 2015 and permits these departments to continue to bill and receive reimbursement under the OPPS after January 1, 2017, with respect to these grandfathered off-campus departments. Questions arose from the hospital community regarding whether grandfathered departments would be able to 1. Relocate, 2. Expand services, or 3. Undergo a change of ownership after November 1, 2015 without losing their accepted status. The 2017 OPPS proposed rule CMS addressed these questions regarding changes to grandfathered departments in the OPPS proposed rule and proposes the following. 1. Relocation or physical expansion of grandfathered departments after November 1, 2015. In order to remain accepted from the BBA's site-neutral payment policy, a grandfathered department must continue to furnish covered outpatient services at the same physical address that was listed on the main hospital's Medicare enrollment file as of November 1, 2015. In other words, a grandfathered department would lose its exempt status if it relocated and might lose its exempt status if it expanded its physical space after November 1, 2015. The same physical address includes unit or suite numbers within a building such that a relocation or expansion to a new suite within an existing building would have the effect of terminating the department's exempt status. Expansions of space that do not result in a change in address may not imperil exempt status. CMS reached this determination because the BBA cited to the then-existing regulatory definition of a department of a provider, as defined at 42 CFR 413.65, A2, which comprises both the specific physical facility that serves as the site of services and the personnel and equipment needed to deliver the services at the facility. CMS is soliciting public comments on whether it should develop a limited exception process for grandfathered departments that must relocate for reasons beyond their control, such as to meet federal obligations.